U.S. might be thousands of kilometers away, but here in Asia, many are watching the election very closely.
It's particularly important for trading hubs, including Hong Kong, with the outlook of tariffs hanging on the balance. Deborah Wong is joining us live from American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. Deborah.
Well, Julie, you know, it's a work day in Hong Kong, but many people took a day off just to be here because all eyes are really on the elections. And what's interesting is that it's not just Americans here. I've also come across expats from Switzerland, Germany and France. You know, it's really indicative of how what kind of ripple effects, how big this election is, the kind of ripple effects it could have for the world economically as well as politically. And you can see big TV screens all set up around this room, and people are watching the results very closely. There hasn't been any major reactions from them so far because preliminary results are still streaming in, and you know, anything could change. But in this part of the world, expats, US expats based in Hong Kong and China, they are a concern about the trajectory of the U.S.-China relationships and the kind of implications that the results could bring for them. Because here in Hong Kong, there are over 1,200 U.S. firms here, and over half of those are regional headquarters. So any sort of, you know, changes to the relationship will have quite a destabilizing effect. And U.S. Consul General Gregory May, he was here earlier in AmCham, Hong Kong, to speak to some of the media. Let's have a listen.
Regardless of the outcome today, the U.S.-China relationship is going to remain very complicated. There are going to be areas of competition, but there's also going to be areas of cooperation, and we're going to continue to try to cooperate wherever possible. Speaking of Hong Kong, which is, you know, my responsibility, it's an important part of the U.S.-China relationship, but we also have our own individual relationship with Hong Kong. I can say while we have some serious differences with Hong Kong, we also are very proud of the cooperation that we have with Hong Kong. You know, again, regardless of the challenges up ahead, we're going to still focus as much as we can on the areas of cooperation.
So the ongoing U.S.-China tensions do put Hong Kong in a pretty tight spot. In fact, Hong Kong leader John Lee, as well as several other members of his government, they are sanctioned by the U.S. over national security concerns. And since Hong Kong passed the national security law, it's had to fend off U.S. advisories that it's risky to do business in a city. And, you know, U.S. is also considering shutting all of Hong Kong's economic trade offices in the country, and China has said it will retaliate. So the community is keeping a very close watch on the progress of this outcome.
Deborah, thank you very much. Deborah Wong, live there from Hong Kong.